Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the Conservative Social Psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Saturday, March 6, 2021. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of this podcast. I appreciate everybody that's listened to me. It was interesting. I spent several months researching how to do a podcast, and the reason for that was I wanted to interact more with my readers from my Psychology Today articles, and I thought this would be a good way to do it. I realized that on my website I could post audio files, and I didn't have to go through a podcast publisher that might give me a wider audience, but then also might censor some of my content. I wanted to be able to speak directly as soon as I wanted to be, you know, reactionary to anything that I wanted to talk about directly to my audience. And so it served that purpose well and had a pretty decent audience too. My favorite episodes have been the May 2nd and the May 15th episodes on MKUltra. There were a lot of growing pains in the beginning, so the second episode is the one where I think the content is really good, but the audio was tricky and it really pushed my skills as far as drawing out the editing process of that. But the content I thought was very interesting. And then I really enjoyed doing my series over the Republican National Convention in August. And so I got to respond every evening, and I'd stay up late to do those podcasts. And the podcasts weren't super exciting, but it was fun for me to be engaged and be able to talk about something as it's happening right away. This week we had a cancellation of Dr. Seuss, right? So people caught on to the fact that Loudoun County, Virginia's school district didn't just ban several books of Dr. Seuss, but banned Dr. Seuss and any Dr. Seuss-related things for National Reading Day, and apparently prohibited the participation of their teachers in National Reading Day because of the Dr. Seuss connection. And so that's where we're at with cancel culture, is it's not enough to take out the books, but they've got to take out and erase anything that had to do with Dr. Seuss. That's the general playbook of the left, to cancel anything at all. We've seen with Goya Foods, right, for supporting President Trump. It's the same type of thing. Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott in Texas, lifted the mask mandate. Makes sense, right? If you've got a town where everybody's had COVID, and there's no need for anybody to wear a mask, right? So they should be able to respond to local conditions. That doesn't mean he even said as much as don't stop wearing masks where they're relevant. It just means that there's not sitting around waiting for somebody up on high to make everybody do the same thing. And I think that's what being a conservative and being a Republican is all about, right? Is a bottom-up input rather than sitting around waiting, similar to a kingdom, for someone to make a decree and everybody follow suit. So kudos to Greg Abbott for lifting the mask mandate in Texas, but also responsibly discussing the fact that masks are appropriate in many situations to be required by municipalities, etc. In the kind of weirdest thing that might put you on the rocket ship to the sun, Paul Ryan is fundraising for Liz Cheney at $2,900 a plate dinners. And so I guess Liz Cheney and Paul Ryan can see how much money they can rustle up. I don't suspect that either of them are going to be particularly successful at that, but good luck to them, I guess. Recently, I was listening to the Dr. Stephanie podcast. Dr. Stephanie Narr is a conservative therapist, and she has a show in Baltimore. And she had Dr. Amanda Montgomery Jensen on her March 2nd episode. The podcast was March 2nd. It was recorded earlier than that. And they had a great discussion of moral foundations theory by Jonathan Haidt. And it was just fun to listen to a conservative psychologist talking to another conservative psychologist on air on talk radio. That's just about as good as it gets for me. And so if you get a chance, go back and check out their podcast of that radio show. Don't forget, my book has been released. It's on barnesandnoble.com, Implicit Biases and the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics. Like I said, on sale at barnesandnoble.com. It started off at, I think, the 9 billionth rank, I think, is where it started out, and it moved on up. It was up to 222, which I thought, hey, we're moving up quick, but there's still a long ways to go, and then it's settled down in the 34,000s, but given that we started so far back, and we've been at other ranks for a while, I'd say that's pretty good, but I am just absolutely humbled by the communications I've received from so many people who have ordered my book, people I know, people I don't know, and they're excited to read it, and it's humbling to me to think that anything I create is something that somebody might want to try to read or learn more about. And so thanks to everybody who's doing that and supporting me. And thanks to all of you for listening this past year to the podcast. I really appreciate it. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to communicate with you in this way. And I will continue to do so more often. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.